Blog Talk Radio.
Watching your football.
Nice.
Watching
win,
teams gonna get their ass kicked.
Nice win by the Giants.
Oh yeah,
we're gonna lead off with a little Giants football. Give a little preview on the Jets as they're gonna complete their bye week and face the Bills. Also, we're going to talk, give a little recap of the World Series and also talk about a little bit about the NBA lockout. And lastly, talk a little sports entertainment, what happened in WWE TNA. And as usual, ladies and gentlemen, feel free to call. You guys know the number. It's 917-388-4189. That's 917-388-4189. Know the deals, talk sports, entertainment, and everything else. But leading off, let's talk a little Giants football here.
Yeah, the G-Man.
That is right.
It was a good game today, man. They in the first half, they looked like they were sleeping, you know.
Yeah, they were losing like, what, 14-3?
Yeah, they're down like 11 points, you know, at halftime, and it looked like they were sluggish. It looked like they weren't ready to play the game. You know, they're coming off that bye week, so it looked like they were it looked like they were going to lose this game, you know, early on. You know, the Dolphins didn't look like an 0-6 team, you know. They looked like a 6-0 team in the first half. But Giants finally woke up in the second half. You know, Eli, you know, he had a great day today. He was like 26 for 37 or 26 for 30. I don't remember. I know he had he threw for 349 yards and two TDs. Bradshaw had a good game. Cruz had a good game. And yeah, Cruz, man, this guy, he's gonna be a great wide receiver in upcoming years.
Yeah, he had 7 receptions for 99 yards. And back to what you were saying about Eli Manning, he was 31 for 45 with a...
Oh, 31 for 45, there you go.
Nearly a 70% rating. For 349 yards, and couple that with the two TDs, you know, he had a good game.
It was a good game. Giants, they played better defense in the second half. They held the Dolphins. Dolphins didn't even have a first down in the fourth quarter, I don't think. And, you know, they put pressure on the Dolphins, you know, especially in the fourth quarter. And they finally got the lead back on a Victor Cruz touchdown. Victor Cruz, that's his name, right?
Yep, Victor Cruz.
Victor Cruz, okay. Victor Cruz touchdown. And, yeah, from there, they cracked down on the defense and they won the game 20-17.
Yep, you got to give Reggie Bush some credit. After the game when they lost before this game against the Giants, he admitted that, you know, the team stinks.
Well, yeah, exactly.
It sounded like some of the players on his team were offended.
Well, he's just being honest.
He's right. I mean, he said that, you know, like a secretary, they're not doing their job, you know, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You have to comment on that.
Definitely. I mean, he's right. I mean, this team, they're not going any place anytime soon. They're 1-7 now.
Yep.
And the coach is probably going to get fired at the end of the season.
Yeah, I heard he sold his house already. He's trying to sell his house.
Good thing, but they were saying that he, you know, they're making a big deal out of that for nothing because he already had the house on sale for a while now. So I don't know. I don't know what to believe, but.
Yeah, who knows?
And, but yeah, Dolphins have serious issues.
Yeah, they sure do. But the Jets, they have the bye week. They're going to face the Bills.
Yeah. That'll be a tough test for the Jets.
Yeah, the Bills have been playing a lot better this year.
Yeah, much better team.
If I'm not mistaken, they're either tied or, you know, close with the Patriots.
Right.
And they're
right.
Like 4-2, both of them 4-2, I believe.
Yeah. The Bills, the Patriots, you know, they're on top of that division right now. Bills are just behind. And then there's the Jets, and Dolphins are in last place, of course. So,
yep.
And today, the Patriots, they face the Steelers. So that's going to be a good game.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, those two teams have a rivalry, you know, going back to all those times they've played.
Yeah.
In the postseason.
Definitely.
So that's going to be definitely an interesting matchup.
Oh, yeah.
But
I really don't care about neither team, to be honest, since, you know, Steelers, I don't really care about them. Patriots, I don't like them.
Well, I don't like them either. So I hope I don't like neither one of those teams.
Yeah, exactly. It's like rooting for Philly or Boston, you know?
Yeah, I know. It's like pick your poison. Oh man, you ain't lying.
Yeah.
But speaking of a team I don't like, I guess we'll shift gears to baseball here. And the St. Louis Cardinals, as I predicted last week, when I believe they were what they were up to one. They were up 2-1. I think up until this point.
Yeah.
It could have been 2-2. It was either 2-1 or 2-2. I was saying that I have a bad feeling that Cardinals are going to win, and they won.
Yeah, your bad feeling came true. Freaking Cardinals, man. They win again as a wild. Well, last time they won, they actually won the division.
Did they?
Yeah, when they won in 06, they were the division winner.
Oh,
so
right.
The division was
the
weak.
The division was horrible, right. Yes, I remember now, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. So it's like Rocky. Wait. This is 06.
Yeah.
There was Mets that won the division. There was Cardinals, of course. There was Dodgers, which Mets swept.
Yeah.
And Padres, which they eliminated.
Right.
So, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, it was but this time they went in as a wild card team, so.
Yeah, improbable wild card team.
Yeah, I mean they beat the mighty the Phillies.
Yeah, with arguably one of the greatest pitching staffs of all time.
Yeah, and they beat the Brewers, who looked like they were on fire offensively.
Yeah. Once they beat the Brewers, man, and I had a bad feeling about that.
Yeah.
I was hoping, you know, I hate the Braves, I hate the Cardinals too, but I was hoping that, Braves could choke, and then they beat the Phillies, they eliminated the Phillies, and then Brewers take care of business, but once Brewers didn't take care of business, that just pretty much, put them in a great spot for them to win. And you got to give Rangers credit. Rangers was close.
Man, I'm not giving the Blue Power Rangers any credit. They had a chance to win the goddamn series, and they blew it. They choked.
That's what I'm trying to say. They had their chance to win it, but unfortunately, their inexperience and the pressure situation and the Cardinals' experience, they took over. They had two chances in Game 6 to win.
Yeah.
Like you said, they blew it. And then once they blew it that second time and they lost the game, man, once they blew the game, the second lead, you knew they were going to lose.
Yeah.
Not only did you know they were going to lose game 6, they were going to lose game 7. And even though they were up 2-0, man, you knew it wasn't going to happen. It was similar to, like, the 86, game 6. They pulled off that improv, which oddly enough, was the 25th anniversary of it.
Yeah.
But once Cardinals won Game 6, you knew there was no way they were gonna lose Game 7.
And funny thing is, like, I was watching that Game 6. I thought Rangers had it in the bag, so I fell asleep.
Yeah, I thought they had it in the bag twice.
Yeah.
And then when they blew it, was like, oh man. I mean, Berkman. I mean, I know Freeze had a great series. I mean, he won both MVPs, I believe. NLCS MVP and the World Series MVP.
Yeah.
But another
yeah.
guy who deserved it was Berkman.
He had a good series.
Yeah, the this year's comeback player of the year. I mean, this guy every game, especially game 6, he either tied the game he either scored the tying run or he knocked them, the tying run or winning run.
Yeah, I mean, Yankees should have kept that guy. Last year, he was good in the postseason last year for us. We probably should have re-signed him.
Yeah, he played the way the Yankees wanted him to play, and the way he used to play when he was with the Astros.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, he had a good series. And funny thing is, like, I was watching that game six, and, like, after the Rangers blew it again, I fell asleep a little bit. And I wake up, I hear, Buck Showalter saying, "I'll see you guys later," or "I'll see you tomorrow," or something like that.
No, I think that was Joe Buck.
Joe Buck, I'm saying Buck Showalter, what I'm saying. Joe Buck, I mean.
Oh, and another thing about those guys, man, and I noticed this before, like in the 06 postseason against the Mets, the Cardinals against the Mets. Man, these guys, man, they don't hide their Cardinal bias. I mean, Tim McCarver, I mean, he was a very good catcher with the Cardinals. He won championships with the Cardinals in the 60s.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Joe Buck, his father was the legendary announcer for the Cardinals. So, I mean, come on, these guys, could these guys be any more biased?
Yeah, love the Cardinals.
I know, but damn, could you at least try to be, impartial or something? So you're calling it a World Series game.
Yeah, Cardinals, they won their 11th championship. I mean, you got to give them credit, you know.
That's they are still the reigning team with the most championships in the National League.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, they win again.
Well, look at the bright side. They might not have Pujols next year, so.
Maybe, maybe not.
No, no. You see, if the Mets had money, they would have got Pujols.
Well, apparently they don't have money, so they're not gonna go after him. But he would have been man. It would have been awesome for him to come, to the Mets. That would have.
Oh man, if
changed.
He came to the Mets, he'd be he would be one of the top players in New York City, along with Derek Jeter.
And he would.
Maybe even bigger.
Because he is already the best player in the game, so he would have. Now, he would have taken over because, everybody knows Derek Jeter, who Derek Jeter is. I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
He's the new guy. He's the new guy that come to the city. And plus for the Mets, he wouldn't have to hide behind A-Rod or Jeter or Cano. I mean, he would be the front and center.
Yeah, he'd be the guy. Right.
He'd be the man because, not only is he coming to New York, he's coming to the Mets, which, they have a few stars as it is right now. They might lose some of them with Reyes, potentially going to the Giants or Phillies, as the rumors have been swirling a lot this week. And even, shocking enough, Wright being traded to the Phillies.
That would be ridiculous if that happened.
It would be so ridiculous. I mean, that's the 2006 All-Star infield right there.
Yeah.
And
Beltran might be going to the Yankees, you said.
Yeah, Beltran might re-sign with the Giants. Or the hottest rumor right now is that he might sign with the Yankees if they trade Swisher, because they just pick up the option on Cano and Swisher. So there's rumors that they might trade Swisher and then try to sign Beltran, which. Beltran, before he signed with the Mets in that offseason, there was rumors that he was going to sign for less with the Yankees. So,
I like Swisher. I don't want to trade the guy, man. It brings some life and energy to the Yankees.
I mean, I understand why they want to trade him because he's not good in the postseason. But come on, Swisher's not a superstar player. I mean, he's a good player, but
yeah.
I mean, if A-Rod and the other superstar players and shocking enough, Jeter, actually had, probably his second horrible postseason season.
Yeah.
Because this guy's always money. And Teixeira, he was another culprit. With the Yankees, not performing as, everybody expected them to.
Right. And Cano, who did have a good postseason, now they're going to have to give this guy big money, because, he's a superstar. So he's looking for A-Rod money or Arab money,
Yeah, he's going to be making a lot of money. And now that you bring up money in Yankees, CC Sabathia, they're going to do, obviously one of the dumbest things I've ever heard. CC hasn't officially opted out yet. But out of them panicking, Yankees panicking, thinking that he opted out, Red Sox could sign him, which, it is possible. In order for him not to opt out of his contract, they're going to restructure his deal and give him more money, even more money than he already has.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous,
That's crazy.
And before this offseason, the guy lost weight because apparently the weight was affecting his pitching, but by the end of the year, he gained back the weight and probably even then some. So, what was the point of him trying to lose weight if the weight didn't affect him?
It's too much cheeseburgers in the locker room, man.
And hopefully not beer like the Red Sox.
Yeah, they have to do something about that.
Yeah, speaking of which, MLB is thinking about banning beer in the clubhouse.
Yeah.
And I think even tobacco also.
I wonder, like how, you know, how prevalent it is in the locker room for these guys. I mean, it's probably been going on for a long time.
Yeah.
As, you know, these guys have been drinking alcohol, probably even smoking joints in the locker room. Who knows?
Who knows? Yeah, who knows? I mean, seriously, who knows? I mean, the clubhouse is pretty much closed unless they're talking to the media.
Right.
So, I mean, who knows what goes down? I mean, the Red Sox clubhouse, you know, they ate fried chicken, don't beer, play video games. I mean,
ridiculous.
Well, yeah, but I mean, who knows? Other clubhouse could have been doing the same thing too. But I mean,
yeah, you're right.
It wouldn't be a big deal if the Red Sox, I mean, didn't have that epic collapse.
Less. Yeah, you're right.
Because remember the 04 Red Sox, the idiots. I mean, they were wild and crazy guys. But the difference between that team and the team that collapsed is that they won.
Right, exactly.
And, you know, the pitching, I mean, you know, obviously didn't pitch that well. Unlike the 04 team, which, you know, they had a great, you know, a great run, which, you know, which was highlighted by, you know, them sweeping the Yankees after, you know, Yankees were leading 3-0.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's in the past.
Yeah, the Red Sox, they're going to have to do a lot of, I mean, they lost Theo Epstein. They lost
Francona. They even lost their pitching coach. I mean,
lost their pitching coach.
My God.
They might lose David Ortiz. Who knows, you know?
Yeah.
They have a lot of issues right now.
Yeah, no, I mean, They just should not have overreacted. I mean, I know it's horrible. You know, Red Sox is everything in Boston, but
yeah.
I think they overreacted. I mean, I know it sucks. I mean, trust me. I mean, as a Met fan, I've had two epic collapses in a row. I'm an expert on it. But, I mean, they shouldn't have let Francona, who's arguably probably the greatest Red Sox manager in history. I mean, does anybody even know the name of the Red Sox manager who managed during the Babe Ruth era?
No.
I mean, Terry Francona is, you know, arguably the greatest Red Sox manager.
Yeah.
And definitely the greatest manager in the modern history, that's for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
So they should have held on to him. And
but you know what? I don't care because I have a smile on my face.
I'm just talking to you like without your Yankee hat on. I mean, fuck, I know you're loving it.
Oh, of course. Anytime something happens to the Red Sox, I always smile and celebrate.
Yeah, man. Well, I'm surprised you Yankee fans didn't have a Tinker Tank parade, you know, after, you know, T.O. Epstein left. Ooh.
We were in a meeting. We were thinking about that. Us Yankee fans had a meeting about that, but we decided not to, you know. You're going too far.
I guess you guys will celebrate when David Ortiz signed with you guys.
That's not going to happen.
Well, look what happened to Wade. You weren't saying that about Wade Boggs and Clemens before they signed.
That's true.
It's possible.
That's true. Hey, you never know. It might be possible.
I mean, who knows?
Hey, anything is possible. You're right.
I mean, Johnny Damon's like the guy, probably the only guy in, you know, that played for both teams that probably, you know, loved both places.
Yeah.
I mean, sure, his legacy.
Wade Boggs also. I mean, Wade Boggs, he was loved when he was here also.
Oh yeah.
He got to ride the horsey.
Yeah. And he cried after he lost in '86.
Yeah.
Like it took him another 10 years for him to win it.
Yeah. But, I mean, I wouldn't want Ortiz. I think that would, you know, it would just wouldn't look right with Ortiz wearing a Yankee uniform, you know.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Besides, he belongs in Bronxville, not with the,
He definitely does. I mean, enough is enough. I mean, Yankees can't just buy every guy. I mean, come on, enough is enough.
Yeah, exactly.
There's some people say, oh, they should sign Fielder or Pujols. I mean, come on. Hitting is not their problem. I mean, they just need to relax and hit in the clutch. That's it.
Exactly.
They got the players. Do they need to improve on the pitching? Yeah, they do need to improve on the pitching. But the hitters, I mean, the Yankees, all the guys need to do is relax and, you know, hit in the clutch.
Yeah, I agree with you.
That's it. I mean, if they want to get Beltran, you know who's had shown some postseason success, you know, in 05 and 06.
Yep.
I mean, go ahead. No, he's a, you know, you probably pay him the same amount of money you'd be paying Swisher anyway. So.
Yep.
Why not? But in that, I mean, you guys don't need to do anything crazy.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, I don't think they will get Ortiz anyway.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I hope, well, but then I don't know. Let's just say I don't put anything past the Yankees.
Yeah, it's always possible. You never know. It's always possible.
Yep. So how would you feel if CC does it? Let's say for some reason Yankees don't they change their mind and they don't offer him they don't restructure his contract and CC opts out. How would you feel if he does sign with the Red Sox?
Man, I'll be pissed. I'll be pissed off. I hope that does not happen.
I don't think that will happen because the Yankees are scared that, you know, he might go to the Red Sox.
Yeah, man, if that happens, then we're going to have to find another ace. That's our ace right there.
You see, I mean, he's a good pitcher, but, I mean, this guy's a horrible postseason pitcher. I mean, with the exception of 2009.
Yeah. He had his postseason was okay. It wasn't horrible or anything. But
yep.
Yeah, I mean, we need him. We need this guy. That's our ace right there, man. If he leaves, who are we gonna replace him with?
And Burnett needs to step up too. He needs to step up his game.
Yeah, Burnett actually had a good postseason, surprisingly.
Yeah, I know. That's why people are surprised.
Yeah.
But, you know, yeah, I'm pretty sure people are not worried about the Yankees. The Yankees will do whatever they have to do.
Yeah.
You know, throw their money at anybody. Probably get Andy Pettit out of and Whitey Ford out of retirement.
I wouldn't be surprised if they get Pujols. Who knows?
I wouldn't be surprised at all. Yankees are probably the only team that could really spend that money. But you know
yeah.
what? I think Cubs, we were thinking before that Cubs might go after Pujols.
Yeah, you're right.
With T.O. Epstein in there, he might want to make that splash to show that Cubs, is that next team that's going to break the losing streak.
Right, right.
Since not winning a championship in 1908, so I think that's the huge splash. Or signing that will put them on the map.
Yeah.
Well, by the way, on Raw, last week, Cena announced that he's going to team up with The Rock at Survivor Series.
Remember? Yeah.
Everybody already knew, if you had an interview, you want this, The Rock doesn't have when Raw starts.
That's going to be exciting.
He will confirm that he will.
That's going to be exciting to see.
Interesting, man.
Yeah.
The Muppets are starting tomorrow on Halloween.
Yay, I'm excited.
TNA, James is the champion. Still the champion. And the winner of the Bobby Roode and who's the other person that really fought? Because it would decide who he's going to take in the future. Jeff Hardy fought his first match against Bubba Ray, or I should say bullies. Do you remember? Did you see who won that match?
I don't think so. Well, no, yeah, I think I did see it. I think, Jeff Hardy won. Because afterwards he was thanking the fans for supporting him.
Well, you know what time it is, folks. I want to thank Macaulay for coming on. I want to thank you guys for listening to the show. And I'll see you guys next week.
Later.